Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today?
My name's Roxanne Campbell, and I just opened up my email and found that somebody has ordered meal balance, apparently with one of my credit cards, and I did not order this.
All right, bear with me one moment. Said Roxanne Campbell, can you please verify your address?
1532 Birmingham Drive, Seguin, Texas, 78155.
All right, thank you. One moment, please. Just looking over the notes on your account. All right, so it shows here that it's going to be on the, let's see here. The third, yesterday, is actually going to be the iPhone contest entry. It had the mail balance plan attached to that.
I don't have an iPhone, and
it's a contest for the iPhone.
No, I don't have an iPhone, and I didn't get into a contest for an iPhone, and I can't afford this.
Okay. Now, so you say you did not do the contest. So what we do here in the fraud department is we do an investigation. We start one on behalf of the customer to locate the owner of the device who did place that order. If you would, you know, we do need your consent to start the investigation. We do a credit on the charge with that beginning of that investigation.
That's fine. I don't care, but I did not order anything for $330 some dollars.
No, that's $39.85.
Well, I didn't order anything for $39.84.
All right, bear with me one moment.
It wasn't a meal plan, I guarantee you that.
I'm going to send out a refund email letting you know the refund. We'll be back with your card in 3 to 5 business days.
All right.
Would you give a cancellation number if you would like to write one down?
Yes, I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
919.
Okay.
27.
Okay.
6139.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.